Well, welcome to listeners, especially in Newcastle, the Hunter Valley, and so on. This does not go out in the podcast. This is just here on Rima. We look at some of the local issues, sometimes connected with what you've already heard. For example, we were talking about India. 1.44 billion people in India. Well, there's 1 million Indians in Australia. They are now the largest immigrant group, and for the first time last year, overtook the English in terms of new people coming to Australia. Not so many in our area, 2,000 apparently. But the ones that are here, oh my goodness, there's some great stuff. There is a fabulous Indian restaurant in Warners Bray. Now I have to say this, my missus is not, I wouldn't say Indian food was her number one choice. But we found this Indian restaurant in Warners Bay, and their takeaways are as good as inside, and just love it. Some other news from our area. There's a rising unemployment in the area, which apparently is stemming from cost of living pressures. And then small businesses in Newcastle are facing strain from rate hikes. According to Business Hunter, it's nearing breaking point. And then something that for me is very interesting, a compliance blitz on Hunter building sites have found safety gaps alongside good practices. Now, we just went through the whole process of buying a house, and it was interesting because in my native country, you have to have a building report when you sell a house, and you have to give it to the people who are buying it. And here, we had to purchase building reports. And we looked at three new builds, and they all looked absolutely fabulous. And they were in areas we wanted to be and with a reasonable price. And our mortgage broker insisted, of course, that the bank insisted we get a building report. And each of the building reports on the new builds found significant defects. And I couldn't believe it. And somebody told me this, I don't know if it's true, that about 20 years ago, the New South Wales government lowered building standards, and builders have been taking advantage of that. I was at a strata meeting. We did eventually get a house, a slightly older one, very well built. It was interesting at the strata meeting that the strata managers said, if you're in a new build, we're going to be dealing with building defects for you. Well, it was Mother's Day, and I love the way it's celebrated here. It seems to be celebrated here in Australia much better and much, much more significant day than in the UK. But what a sad story from Newcastle, that there was a girl called Charlotte who, since she was a small girl, used to sell chrysanthemums from her granddad, cut them, bunch them up, and sit in front of the house and sell them for $2 a bunch. And Charlotte had done it every year selling flowers, and she also worked at a local cafe. She's a very entrepreneurial young girl. Sadly, the enterprising teen's display was taken as a chance for an opportunistic thief because they broke into her mother's vehicle and stole a handbag without Charlotte noticing.
I
was going to say, how can people do that? But that's sin, isn't it? Speaking of Mother's Day, why not have this wonderful song from Merle Haggard, Mother Tried, which is about a man reflecting on his rebellious life and how he wished he'd listened to his mother. Enjoy. And join me after the break for the final word.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.